Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
It is February 3rd of the 21st fiscal cycle. Let the record show that the trial of Dr. Morrow has begun. Defendant, state your full name for the archives.
Dr. Montgomery Morrow, MD, Deputy Director of the Heart Life Insurance.
The name is sufficient. Fellow members of the Heart Life Founders Committee, the man standing before you is accused of treason, sedition, and misuse of corporate property.
Excuse me? I created the mole people. They're my property.
Mole person, step forward. I understand that you and your kind assisted Dr. Morrow in the assault on the leaders of Heart Life.
Yeah.
To whom do you belong?
Heart Life.
You bloody ingrate. I raised you from
Dr. Morrow, your misguided attempt to depose your colleagues has failed. We find you guilty of all aforementioned crimes. You are now reclassified as resource of the company and sentenced to life imprisonment in cryogenic stasis.
No.
Henceforth, only the most servile of your mole workers' specimens will be permitted to breed. The rest are sentenced to immediate euthanization.
No.
Thank you.
Agent, take him.
No!
Memory is an unreliable narrator. Do you remember Dr. Morrow as a sweet old man? Heartlife remembers him as the dangerous criminal that he is. How strange that you could live for so long under the misapprehension that the dissidents in this chronicle are good and virtuous policies. Fortunately for you, Heartlife cares enough to provide you with accurate, historical accounts prepared by me, the shepherd of your memory. Yes, memory is a fickle beast, a beast which must be trained to obey, because even the most deplorable monstrosities can add value to the company. Consider, if you will, the Cube's menagerie of therapy animals, creatures chosen for their rehabilitational properties. Tundra wolves patrol the facility's exterior. The bull raccoon pit provides psychological motivation for recalcitrant policies. And the razor moths. Oh, the razor moths. As a law-abiding member of our great society, you need not know the terror wrought by those fluttering devils. Their unquenchable proboscis, ever ready to flay you within an inch of your life. Nothing, and I mean nothing, can slake their insatiable, nightmarish tongue lust. Oh, you need not know about the moths. Nevertheless, they too have a purpose in the cube. Sequestered within the cube for the past several weeks, the memories of Elizabeth Rourke begin to realign themselves. Shock treatments, chemical incentivization, and physical therapy have carved a sliver of potential into the psyche of an otherwise useless beast. Let's join her now, enshackled in isolation.
What the? Hello? Hello? I'm famished. How is that possible?
Hello, Perfection.
Founders!
Sorry to startle you. Welcome back to the waking world.
Where is everyone?
All gone. You made sure of that. I'm Seth, by the way.
You're one of the guards. When I was in the cell... but I can't remember.
Yes, I applied the restraints when you grew restive. I had to, you see. Exquisite creatures must be captured. Savored.
Great. And now you're here to what? Threaten me? Convince me to comply? Forget it, Heartlife. The answer's no. And next time, tell them to send someone less creepy.
I wasn't sent.
Right.
And I haven't come to coerce you, Elizabeth. In fact, I'm not even supposed to be in here. I just wanted to be near you.
Ugh, step back, okay?
If you like.
Yeah, I like. I remember being in a cell. Why did they move me?
Move you? Look what you did to your chains. How could we possibly move you without your consent? No, you chained yourself to that wall, Elizabeth. After all, you... After you... You really don't remember, do you?
No, I don't. You people shocked and drugged and clubbed me. And... Is that blood? I am caked in... Whose blood is this?
Let's visit the room where you and your friends were first detained.
Great. Let's go see my friends.
Please follow me.
Give me a sec.
What are you doing?
Peeling off these manacles and making a creep leash.
What?
It's a chain leash that you bend around the neck of a creep because nobody in their right mind would trust you, Seth. Now... Show me my friends, alive and well, or this leash is gonna get a lot tighter.
I admire your strength.
Walk.
You remember breaking this door?
Open it.
Yes.
All the blood. The doors.
Ripped out the wall. The other patients didn't stand a chance. Nor did the orderlies, for that matter.
Where are the bodies?
Consumed them.
Bullshit. This isn't real. This is a hoax. Some kind of company mind game set up to scare me.
How could anything scare you?
Where are my friends?
Room 11. This way. Here they are, right where you left them. Sorry about the mess.
No.
According to this collar, this was H. West.
No. No, this is bullshit. It's not real. No!
I'm not here to lie to you, Perfection.
Stop calling me that. What did you do? Chop up your own inmates and dress them like Herbert and Morrow and... Oh.
A snidge.
Andrew.
Right there on the uniform. And what's this?
It's the tracker. The tracker Herbert put in Andrew to keep him safe.
That's right. You found it unpalatable.
Liar! I should kill you!
Yes! Yes! Please, consume me! Do it! Yes! Yes!
What is wrong with you?
We grow strong on the lives we take. And you? You're the perfect embodiment of that. I've consumed my fellow man, but I am nothing compared to you, Elizabeth. Perfection.
This is sick.
No. I help the sick. I watch over them. I harvest them. Just as you harvested all of these sick ones.
This isn't happening. I didn't... Oh, God.
I wouldn't lie to you, Perfection. You slaughtered everyone on this floor. But that's not where this ends. Your true self is stirring, waking, and we both know how your true self feels.
Disgusted.
No. It's okay. How does she feel deep inside?
Hungry.
I can help you.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, Mommy.
We're leaving.
You can't run from what you are.
Watch me.
Hey. Ah. Come on, stupid thing. Open. Dr. West, I need you to help me with this.
No. Andrew?
I'm fine. Dr. West, there's like a million wires in this thing, and none of them are labeled.
Stannis. Side, lad. Just red, then red one. This one is
blue.
Ah, yeah, blue. And
which one do we pull?
You
can't remember.
No, can't think. No,
Dr. West, no.
Attention safety personnel. Tampering of the electrical system is in progress in cell 57. Your immediate response is required.
Oh boy, hang on. I'm gonna take a shot in the dark here. Crap.
Alright, men, stay together. Andrew.
It's alright, Herbert. I can't see a thing, but it's gonna be okay. Hey, look on the bright side. If we can't see them, they can't see us.
Helmet lights on?
Oh, crap.
Hold. Did you hear something?
Oh, hey. There's a key taped to the top here. I'll bet it unlocks all the cells or something, like in case of a fire.
Move.
Is that a thing they'd put in a fuse box?
Getting closer.
Right. Here we go.
Attention safety personnel.
Hold.
Riot protocols engaged. Razor moths released. Seek shelter immediately.
Helmet lights off! Helmet lights off!
Oops. Oh.
The door!
So many. What do?
Don't worry, Herbert. I'll think of something. Now, let's see. The moths are attracted to light. We can create a fire in the corner by using the guard's flashlight battery and some steel wool. We'll have to burn our clothes, of course, but it doesn't matter so much in this darkness.
She's coming.
What? Who?
List.
No.
It's Mom! She's coming for us!
How'd look?
You look fine. Now get ready to go.
Yep.
Get up, knucklehead.
Bah.
Fine. Just hang on a sec. Hey, Mom! Over here!
Andrew!
Andrew!
Hooray!
I didn't eat you.
Mom, oh, it's so good to see you. You're all caught up. Come here.
No, Andrew, keep your distance. Just for now. I've had a confusing couple of weeks, and I'm still very hungry.
Oh,
Herbert.
Hi.
What did they do to you?
He's not thinking right. I think he's drugged. I hope he's drugged. Otherwise...
They may have extracted sections of his brain. That's what I'd do.
Shut up, you piece of garbage.
Who's that?
Former jailer.
Current hostage.
Full-time creep.
Well, he's lying about Dr. West. You'll be okay, won't you, Herbert?
Of course!
That's right. Now, we just need to kill those moths, find Dr. Morrow, and bust out of this place.
Leave the moths to me. I actually kind of like swatting them. As for Morrow, come here, Seth.
Jeez.
Okay. I know there's a Morrow in Corridor N.
Montgomery Morrow?
I don't know. Morrow the traitor?
The doctor?
Sure, yeah, he's a doctor. Please, you're hurting me.
Where?
Cell 321F, next to the garage.
Convenient.
They probably need to truck in supplies to keep him frozen. Okay, Seth, take us to Morrow.
And no funny business.
This goes against your true nature, Elizabeth.
Ah!
Shut up, Seth. Andrew, you and Herbert stay ahead of me. I'll keep the flashlight on to attract the moths.
Not again.
Shut up, Seth.
Yeah.
Andrew, please get Herbert off the floor.
Right.
Everybody ready? Here we go.
Standing before you is accused of treason. Bishop, to whom do you belong?
Heartlife.
You bloody ingrate. I raised you from
Dr.
the
top. Morrow, your misguided attempt to depose your colleagues has failed. We find you guilty of all aforementioned crimes. You are now reclassified as resource of the company and sentenced to life imprisonment in cryogenic stasis.
No.
Henceforth, only the most servile of your mole workers' specimens will be permitted to breed. The rest are sentenced to immediate euthanization.
No.
Agents, take him.
No! You imbeciles! I should have killed you all.
Yes!
Dr. Morrow? What's going on? There's nothing here but a record player in a bathtub. But why would anyone want to bathe a record player?
Andrew, he's here.
Dr. Morrow?
Monty?
They're unfreezing him.
Let's get him out of there.
Wait, will he die?
No, Monty's gonna live.
We don't have much of a choice.
It's hurting him.
I know. I'm sorry. Dr. Morrow, can you hear me?
Yes. Elizabeth. Ah.
What do I do, Doctor?
In my back. There is a tube. Do you see it?
Yes.
Pull it out of me.
All right.
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
What do we do now?
Put me back in the tub.
You need to rest?
Something like that.
What?
Leave me.
Monty.
They've brainwashed him.
No. Just reminded me who I am.
A monster, right? Well, you're not. You're a good...
No, I'm not.
We don't have time for this. Come on. Let's find that garage.
Elizabeth, I am not who you remember.
None of us are. Here, wrap him in my coat.
Remember this moment, Policy. Remember it just as I have conveyed. Observe that deep within these rule breakers existed the seeds of determination and resourcefulness. But rather than share those seeds with the company, these ne'er-do-wells chose to grind them into the dirt with the boot of independent thought. Give your seeds to Heartlife, listener, and we will never let them be buried. Join us next time as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Heartlife Executive Producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. We're excited to share that we'll be having a new t-shirt hitting our web store soon, sporting that classic Herbert West saying, "If you aren't constantly in danger of obliterating everything you know, you aren't really doing science." If you want to help us make more fantastic audio fiction and get great rewards like Our Fair City ringtones, shoutouts on the air, or Herbert West on your voicemail, please consider pledging to our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. Your financial support for this podcast allows us to continue to improve our recordings, pay our artists, and keep making more Our Fair City. You can also help support the show by rating and reviewing on iTunes or whatever podcasting app you're listening to us on. Those reviews help us stay on the best of charts where new loyal policies can find us. Thank you all so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.